Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Empire Podcast. It's your host, Angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Wednesday. Yes, happy Wednesday, guys. So we got an amazing, wonderful Wednesday. Yes, today is Wednesday. A beautiful day of Wednesday. But I know kids got out of school. I know people getting off work. I know people probably going to school. No, people probably going to work. People don't have school to kids. People don't have school today. Or kids didn't have school today. Or people that have work today just off today. But yeah, happy Wednesday to you guys. We hope you guys will enjoy you guys Wednesday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, my birthday today. Good guys, enjoy guys' birthday. Enjoy. Don't nobody steal your birthday away from you and your joy away from you. Today is your day. Enjoy guys' birthday and y'all day. But today, of course, we're gonna talk Motivation Wednesday. Also, we're gonna talk the NBA playoffs. So let's get into it. Motivation quote today is, if you can change your mind, you can change your life. That hit different, you know. You can change your mind, right? I can change my mind on anything I want, right? But you can change your life as well. So you know how your mind play mind tricks on you, right? It really mind tricks on you, right? Next minute, right, you don't want, say a pair of shoes, right? You look, I want these shoes, and you know, get some pins, I'm like, hey, should I get these? Hey, should I get those? Right? And then when going to the store or getting ready to order it offline or going to the store, whatever, right? And then you change your mind about the pair of shoes, like, you know what, I'm gonna get these. Or, no, you know what, I'm just looking for some another shoes. I already don't like these. Or sometimes they don't have your size, your shoe size, right, online. So you go on the store to make sure they have your shoe size in the store. The same shoe online. Because sometimes online, the shoe size not be online no more. So you probably go, you know, call around, see the shoe in somebody's store or something. So you can get it. And then, you know, you went to the store and saw it in person. And then you changed your mind about the shoe because you don't want it no more, you know. It looked good online. But in person, it's like, nah, I see why people like, nah, don't get this shoe. Or it's vice versa. You know, you see it online, you're like, nah. And then go in the store, you're like, yeah, I like it. Because it look better in person. That's like you change your mind, you know. People always do, like, change their mind about anything. Or another example, going out. You know, going out to eat. Or getting something quick, something to eat, right? And then you're like, man, I got a taste for this. And then you change your mind, like, you know what, forget this. Because the line's so long, you're like, you know what, it's not a line. I go make me something to eat. Or go to another store or another place to go grab me something to eat. So, that was saying to me. So, if you change your mind, you can change your life. So, about that, you can change your life. It's about, okay, I can change my life. I'm changing my mind about something like shoes, clothes, or whatever. I change my mind, I can change my life. You know, your mind is powerful. You know, the mind is powerful. You gotta think about it. It's powerful. And then you change your life, you know. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do in your life, career-wise, you know, you want to quit your job, you know, and start your own business, you can do that, right? You change your mind, like, you know what, I'm going to focus on my career, you know, I'm going to focus on my business or my clothing line, for example, my clothing line, you know. Some people work to, you know, get the stuff they need for their clothing line, and then when their clothing line popping, they still work, and they regular job, right? They still work their regular job, And they like, it's building, keep building, building, building. Now they quit their job and then focus on their clothing line, their clothing brand. You know, that's how people do. You know, everybody, I see why people go into clothing brand business, because, you know, everybody need clothes. You know, everyone need clothes. And you know who your target audience is. You know who you want to market in. And you know, their taste and stuff and stuff. They liking and stuff like that. So now you change your life. You know, you started your business. That's, you change your life. You know, that's gonna bring you a lot of income, because everybody need clothes. Like everybody around the world need clothes. You need to put clothes on their back, shoes on their back. I mean, on their foot. You know, everybody need clothes. So that's why I see why everybody going to shoe game, the clothes biz. Cause y'all think about it. What everybody need? Shoes. Who, you know. They need shoes, also what they need, clothes, you know. Also underwear. I see why people get in the underwear business, the bras for the women. For the women, you know, you got that. And then I see why, because that's a thing. Because, you know, I think about what do everyone wear? Like, what everybody wear? Clothes and shoes. Also, I see why people get in the coat industry as well, you know. It like love to it, and I see why. And then you make money off of it. You make good lot of money off of it. You know, usually it start off slow. You know, you don't get that many customers, like 4 or 5, and then it hit it. A lot of people coming down the line, and you know, slow down, then pick back up, then slow down, then pick back up. But I see why people get in. You know. The clothes industry, the shoe industry, the perfume, smell good stuff industry, because everyone need to get them accessories and stuff like that. Also, you know, I see why people get in the glasses and glass industry, because, you know, the people that can't see wear glass. I wear glass. So, I know I wear glass. I know people wear glass. I don't know wear glass. Okay, boom. I know people love wearing sunglasses. So, boom. I'm going to make some good sunglasses, some good quality. And stand out against my competitors. So, boom, I'm gonna make them right, you know, and rock them. And, like, damn, where'd you get it from? I'll tell where I get them from. And, like, no, these are my clothes. These are my sunglasses that I made, or my glasses that I make. And you partner with, you know, people in the industry who got, you know, glasses, you know, people with glasses. Or some people just wear glasses, you know, who don't need glasses, whatever, for. Their outfit, like, this look good with my outfit. I should wear these glasses. You know, you got that as well. But all I'm saying is that you can change your life. You know, you can change your mind. You can change your life. You know, wake up every day, every morning. You know, do the same routine over and over and over. And then when you realize, like, you know what, I gotta change something. I gotta change something in my life because it's not working. So I'm gonna change this and see what this going, you know, excuse me, see what this going, and I bet I got in that, okay, boom, so like that. It's like, you can change your life, you know, you can change your life, whatever you do, you know, whatever you're doing, career path, like I said, in career, relationship, or whatever, you know, wake up next morning, you know, people, you know, waking up in the morning, I say relationship, right, waking up in the morning, right, and waking up with the same price every single day. Like, when it's me, you know, like, you know what? I'm going to break up. I need a break. We need a break. And then y'all get back together. You change your life, right? You change your mind. You need to change your life, you know? Like, man, it's not working no more. Let's call it quits. Or, you know what? Let's take a little quick break. You know, we need a break from each other. Like, a break. We need to go somewhere without each other for a hot minute so we can miss each other. For a hot minute, like calling us, like, where you at, and you're on the phone and stuff like that. But all I'm saying, if you can change your mind, you can change your life. You know, I can change my life. You can change your life. You change your mind about things. Like I said, relationship, business opportunities, and stuff like that. You can change your mind. Like, hey, I feel like you get that. I say a feeling, that little tingling feeling. I say, you know what? I want to change. I want to, like, that little like little tingling, right? That little tingling. You know, they always say follow your gut or follow your heart. But also follow your first mind. And you feel like, you got promoted, right? Got promoted. So you got promoted or just got hired. And you think about like long term, okay, boom, I know this gonna make me like some quick little money. I know what I'm going there for, okay, boom, making quick little money, no money. But you gotta think about down the line, is I'm gonna stay, or like down the line, like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, 25 years from now, sort of, right? You think about it, like, you change your mind, like, you know what, I'm not gonna take your job, I'm gonna let somebody else get the opportunity. Like something, you know, one door closed, the other one open. You know, that's what it do, right? That's the same. One door open, some good happen. Another one down the line, or the next one that you wanted, like the career wise you wanted, and it came because you know somebody, you know, back down, like they think about like, do I really is I don't work with this company or this business long. I know I need to make quick little money. You know, that's like getting a job, or some people do love their job. Don't get me wrong, people do love their job. Some people love working for themselves. Some people like to work for each other, like people. But it's just, you got to think about down the line. Right now, cool. But, you know, you going to work, and then you feel like, hey, you know what, this shit is boring. I get tired doing the same thing. Waking up, brush my teeth, wash my ass. So my lady, wash my ass. Wash my face, all that. Put on some fresh clothes, fresh shoes, or some regular shoes, and go out and go straight to work. And you get tired of it. You know, some people get tired of it. You know, same thing with school as well. You know, people say you need, you know, stay your ass. See my lady, but stay your ass in school. You know, stay in school. Kids, stay in school. But you got to think about it. Think about it. What you want to do down the line. So change your mind. Everybody change their mind every single day. Also, people's life change every single day as well. So that's all I'm going to say for that. Now, let's move on to the NBA. You know, we had like some games happen yesterday, game two of the first round of NBA. We had the Suns versus Timberwolves. I thought it was going to be a good match, but of course, Timberwolves 105-93 to Timberwolves. It's up in the series 2-0. They had Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks. Now the series tied. Bucks at 108 to Indiana Pacers 125. So it's series tied 1-1. Then you got Dallas versus the Clippers. This game was a good game. And like I said, it came out to the wire. It reminded me of the Lakers versus the Nuggets. But the Mavericks up. But they, you know, that's when the Clippers started making the runs like that. And I think in the third quarter. But the Dallas came, you know, Kyrie, Luka, put on a show. You know, still won from on the road. Now they head back into Dallas. Let's see. Now Luka and Kyrie got to protect home court advantage. So this is going to be a good matchup. So I can't wait. Dallas Clippers won 98-6, two Clippers 93. A good hollerball game. It was good. It came down to the wire. Remind me of the Lakers versus that game. So that was a good game. Excuse me. Then you got the Heat versus the Celtics. At 6 PM tonight. So that's game two. Then you got the Pel versus OKC at 3:30 PM tonight. So then you got tomorrow game three. It's gonna be a good game tomorrow. These guys will be good. Can the Heat tie the series at 1-1? Can the Pels tie the series at 1-1? These games gonna be like, you know, be good. Like, can they still a road game? Then game three, you got Cavs Orlando. Orlando got protect home court advantage. Cavs still won on the road. They play at 6 PM tomorrow. They got the Knicks versus the 76ers. 76ers at home. They're protecting home court advantage. Can they tie the series up? They play 6:30 PM tomorrow. Then got the Nuggets versus the Lakers. And 9 PM tomorrow, you know, they got to protect home court advantage. Can the Lakers McKinnon Nuggets. Still on the road. It's gonna be a tough game. It's gonna be a tough game. It's gonna be need greedy. I can't wait. You know, I cannot wait. I'm excited about it. Like I said, I'm a cloud team. Like I'm a cloud Dallas right now. Cloud Dallas because you never know who's gonna win, who's gonna lose. They like the series can tie. Think I had series can go up 1-1. Like game two tonight. If I was game two, he can tie the series at 1-1. Still one on the road. Boom. Okay. Boom. Go home. Have flush that down the toilet. Okay. Boom. One. Game two. Now we got focus on game three. But right now we got focus on game two right now because you know the teams, the Celtics and the Heat know each other. You know, they've been battling it out, duke it out ever since. So this is gonna be a good matchup. Also, you got the Pel versus the OKC. Both teams young, very very young. Yes, they got veterans and stuff like that. Some people been in the playoff, but can the Pels, you know, make the series 1-1? It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be hard. Can the OKC go 2-0? Can the Celtics go 2-0? Both teams go 2-0 against these teams and protect home court advantage. Both teams, man. Tomorrow, game for game three, we have the Cavs Orlando. Can Orlando protect home court advantage and status go 2-1? Orlando win one game. Can they know or Cavs can go 3-0 and then game four at Orlando sweep the Orlando and send Orlando home and move on to the next round? Can the Knicks versus the 76ers, can the 76ers protect home court advantage and make it 2-1? Or can the Knicks go 3-0? It's gonna be a tough game. Same thing game three. Can the Nuggets go 3-0 against the Lakers or the Lakers tie this up 2-1? You know, 2-1. Cool. We can do that, you know? But it's gonna be hard. Like home court advantage, you know, on the road, it can get hard, it can get stick because you got some of your fans that at the game, you know, some of your fans that at the game, but it's like a lot of home court, you know, when you get that home court advantage, you playing it in front of your fans. The arena packed with your team, you know, who got home court, you know. Yeah, you see some people come for the away team, you know. But, you know, can you survive? You know, can you survive? You've been playing this team since game one, now game two, now game three. You know, you got to tweak some of the things to get better and elevate each other game. You know, you elevate each other games, right? You know, you can't coaches, you know. Like I said, the coaches. Now I'm talking to the coaches, you know. Can you tweak some of the things that you would tweak in game one or game two if you want game three tomorrow? Game three happen tomorrow. But game two tonight for Heat and Celtics. So Heat, you know, throw that, you know, if you feel like it's like some of the things that you guys went through and practice, you know, transferring and game one. But you need to tweak a little bit thing or just throw that out the window and look and then make a whole new what they call it, new game plan, you know. New gameplay for the Celtics, you know. Okay, game one. It was good. So let's keep something, but let's tweak some things and see how they answer. And then halftime, you know, halftime come. Then team, you know, do something else, you know, change something else, you know, change little things. Like, okay, boom, this worked. Let's tweak some little things. Same thing with the OKC versus the Pel. With the coach, you know, throw that game plan out the window. Learn from the mistake that they made in game one, right? In game one, they made a mistake. The team do make mistakes, okay? And then tweak it and fix it. Same thing, OKC. And okay, this worked. Boom, this worked. Let's build off of it. You know, let's build off of it. That was, I'm thinking as a coach right now. I'm thinking it's okay. Boom. Okay, that's worked. But let's throw this little thing out. Like, the little thing do matter. I'm keep saying it. The little thing do matter. No matter what, the little things do matter. So don't think like the little stuff don't matter. Yes, that do. Because it can hurt you or it can help you, you know. If you do the right little thing, right, it gonna help you. That's build momentum. And then when you turn, like, when you mess up, that's going multi-mental on that team or something that it can hurt, you know, it can bite you down the line later and stuff like that. So you just gotta keep on fighting, you gotta keep on pushing, because it can be tough, you know, it can be tough, very, very tough. Just like, keep on pushing and keep on grinding. So don't stop, keep on fighting, keep on pushing, because it can be tough, it can be tiring. That's why you gotta have a good, clean mind and take one game at a time. One game at a time. Okay, boom. One game at a time. One game at a time. Tell, you know, let's stay in the middle. Let's stay in the middle. We can't get too low. We can't get too low. We can't get too high. Let's stay in the middle. Let's be grounded. And let's figure it out at a team, as a team. And let's put each other. Let's put input and stuff like that. And let's steal a game on the road. You know, let's steal a game on the road. If I'm the Pills, the Heat, let's steal a game on the road. Let's tie this series up 1-1. If I'm selling that, okay, see, let me take home court advantage. Let's protect home court. Let make this series 2-0. Both sides 2-0. But you know, these teams not gonna give up. These teams not gonna lay down at all. They're not gonna lay down. So you gotta keep on pushing. You gotta keep on striving and take this game one at a time. One game at a time. Right now, let's focus on game two. And then when game three happened, we know we on the road. And we know they gotta protect home court advantage and also the pressure on them. If we go 2-0, if we go 1-1, it's press on both sides. Both sides, series tied up. 1-1. But if you go 2-0, pressing on them. The pressure on the team that doubts who right now. Who's out and not win a game yet. So that's what I feel like, that's what the coach is thinking. That's my opinion. That's why I feel like that's what the coach is thinking. Like, okay, boom. Tweet someone thing. Okay, let's see what this is. Okay, boom, this worked. Looking at film and stuff like that. Same with players. Okay, looking at film. Okay, boom. All right, see what their weakness. Okay, let's draw them to their weakness. And then, boom, that's what they come from. Let's fix some things. So, players, you know, I always say this. You want to push the play, who you're playing is guard, right, to their weakest point. If you don't, every player got something weak in it. And you know, like, tweak in their game, stuff like that. So, you got to push them so they can get better and better and better. So, yeah. It's no I in team. No I. It's a team game. So, one, like, superstar can be off a couple. You know, you see the Nugget and Lake game. You see Jamal Murray. They have a good game. But his team encouraged him. Keep shooting. We still in it. Let's go. They combinate each other. They're like, let's keep going. Let's keep on fighting. Let's keep on pushing. Because it's not over yet. We're going to keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep on shooting. Our shots eventually fall in. You know? But you got to keep shooting. Keep that confidence up. So, that's what they did. And they beat the Lakers. So, yeah. Okay, before we go, let's take a deep breath in. I'm God for yourself first. If you don't get, you know, no kids, no nothing, or you're just single, salute to you guys. God for yourself first, no father. In the last show, no kids, salute to you guys. God for his kid for yourself first, no father. In the last show, with kids, salute to you guys. No, y'all big. God for kid for yourself first. Shout out to the same parents out there. No, y'all big. Salute to you guys. Also, make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to TikTok. Yes, follow us on TikTok. Also, make sure y'all tell a friend, to everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. Make sure y'all check out season 1, season 2, season 3. Still in season 4, check out Shaitan Empire. Make sure you guys, like I said, tell a friend, to everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. Also, put it on for your dog, cat, snake, squirrel, whatever you get, put it on for the second list of Shaitan Empire podcast. But always say this, shout out to everyone overseas. Love guys so much. Love guys. Love. Shout out to everyone in the US. Love you guys so much. Same thing. All love. Yeah. Genuine. Love y'all so much. But motivating quote was, if you can change your mind, you can change your life. So that's motivating quote today. Let me know what you guys think about that. Like, do you like, yeah, I agree with that. Sometimes I gave it to you guys. Yeah, it's, you talk to me. You talk to me. So if you can change your mind, you can change your life. So a good quote. But I always say this, if nobody love you, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So every day I remember today, enjoy you guys' birthday. Enjoy you guys' Wednesday. Peace and love.
You guys on the Chi-Town Empire show, come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.